So what is this Nick Cage idea you had for us
before? Oh my god. So this Nick Cage idea is literally just, we need to do one season dedicated to Nick Cage, whether or not this man is a good actor or not.
Are we actually trying to answer that question from Community? Nick Cage, good or bad?
Yeah.
Is that the end goal of that season? Or is it actually just having fun with Nick Cage
movies? I mean, we have to do a true movie masochist things. So I would like to think that there is an overarching, like, thing. But to kind of go in theme of, like, what we're doing, where we kind of do things as they release. I don't know when this is going to release, but I really want to watch the film The Unbearable Weight of Massive Talent, where he basically plays himself. The premise of that movie is that Nick Cage has no more money, and he is so desperate for, like, money that he takes on an invitation from, like, a rich guy who ends up being, like, I think some kind of, like, criminal. And Nick Cage has to use his, like, previous knowledge from his previous roles to, like, get out of his sticky situation. Which is, like, that's the inspiration behind the Nick Cage season. I just think it'd be really funny for us to explore Nick Cage as an actor.
Yeah.
Welcome, everybody, to the Movie Masochist Podcast, where two friends try to find the fun in painful films. I'm Kim.
And I am Joby. Hello, everyone.
Welcome back to a normal schedule.
Yay! I hope you guys enjoyed the Snyder Cut one. I hope you guys actually just enjoyed the Snyder Cut in general.
Oh, same.
Because
same,
we
same,
need
same.
People to throw out that hashtag, restore the Snyderverse. Just saying. I know, we're not going to dive into it. Just want to put it out there.
That is a different episode. That's like a side episode, Joby.
That's why I'm not getting into that one. We are trying to get into something different today.
Yeah. So, of course, because it's us, we did not plan for what our next movie is. So we have to figure out and how to let fate decide our next film.
Yeah. So for the Elektra episode, we did that. We rolled die, see what it landed on. I have the other three pulled up on my computer. I already did a Google search on it, but I also pulled up a fourth one. So, wild card.
Ooh.
I don't know what we're going to get. So, why don't I do this? Because you don't know what order I pulled these up in, I'm going to shuffle these scenes around a little bit. And, Kim, why don't you pick a number randomly between
oh god,
1 and 4.
This is, like, the most pressure. Let's do 2. Oh, no. Is it the new one?
Wild card!
Oh, shit.
Next week, we will be talking about Batman and Robin. Going DC to DC.
Which one is that one?
It is the one with George Clooney. And I'm saying this right now, so it cannot be on either one of our bad points, the bat nipples.
Oh, of course. I knew you were going to fucking say the bat nipples.
Look, I don't remember the Michael Keaton ones well enough to be like, are these good or bad? I remember a lot of people liking them. I remember a lot of people when they were trying to pull for them to do a Batman Beyond instead of another Batman. So instead of doing like another Bruce Wayne, another version of Batman, because Lord knows we have had literally six
so much
live action
so much Batman.
Batman since the 1980s, they were like, do Batman Beyond. So you can possibly just bring back one of the older guys who play Batman, have him be old Bruce Wayne and be the mentor for the new guy. Which I thought was a really good idea. And then a lot of people were pulling for Michael Keaton to take up that role.
I'm not mad.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I thought that's a great move. I would love to rewatch those. I would even like to rewatch the one with Val Kilmer. But we are not. We're watching the one with George Clooney.
For Batman, it's been so long since I've seen this film. So it's like, I know for a fact it is the ultimate, like, cheese fest. '90s.
So that's something that we're just gonna have to wrap our heads around, is the fact that these are insanely fantastical and insanely, like, just,
it's campy. It's just campy. That's
it's super campy. I don't really know what to say about it. So it's like, we're taking the two of the big bads off the list. We know it's super campy, and we know about the bat nipples. We can't talk about those. We gotta find something else.
I like how you're separating campiness from bat nipples.
Campy to me is like, you're leaning too hard into the genre. You're leaning too hard into these, like, quippy little whatevers, right? To me, that is camp. What does bat nipples have to do with anything? Fucking nothing. It is a suit of armor. Why do you have to put nipples on a suit of armor? You don't.
Okay, unless you already know about this, I at least want to dedicate part of a segment to next week's recording to why the fuck they added bat nipples.
You know why?
I don't know why. I want to look this up.
Oh, okay, yeah, well, we'll look that up at the same time.
What a choice. It's still just a questionable choice.
It is. It is absolutely a questionable choice. But I'm not going to mention it right now. I will mention this in the main recording because, again, I'm going into this one. I know one of my bad points. It is the most glaring problem of this film.
If you say it's logistics, I'm going to be so mad.
It's not logistics. It's not. It's just one of the most glaring problems that we've discussed in other recordings that will be really easy to bring up on this one. So,
okay.
Anything that you really remember about this movie?
You already said it. The fucking bat nipples.
Yeah. I mean, I completely blindsided you with this one, too. So, who knows?
You really did. Okay. First of all, it's fine that you blindsided me because this gives me something to look forward to watching because this seems like it's so fucking hilarious. Like, we're actually going in and actually watching a bad film.
And it is on HBO Max.
Oh, yes. So I looked that shit up.
Okay. All right, good.
I was excited.
Like, as a kid, I remember actually really liking these movies, but also that was me freaking, like, what, 7 years old watching this?
Yeah, but everything is better when you're younger. You don't have the experience of being a jaded adult.
Exactly. So now, watching this as a jaded adult, now with better things out there, where does this land? Will nostalgia blinders save this movie? Or I am going to lean towards this other point of, is this actually just really this bad?
I am afraid of it being just so bad that it's unwatchable. But god fucking damn it, Joby, how dare you make us watch this week?
In all fairness, because I thought it would be kind of funny, and I know we were ping-ponging back and forth between Marvel DC. Honestly, I kind of think it's funny that we're just going from, like, here's a good Batman. Like, let's be honest, like, I was enjoying Ben Affleck as Batman. Even in Batman v Superman, I thought he did a pretty good job. Now we're going from this one to a guy who everyone looked at like, you are a shoo-in for this role. We got George Clooney as Batman. Back in the 90s, like, prime George Clooney, I feel like that's a really good casting choice.
Right.
So
they dropped the ball on this.
Yeah, this movie being a flop, like, let's see what really happened, and then let's see it from an adult point of view besides us being kids and looking at, like, ooh, like, flashy colors and superheroes.
Yeah, I think the perspective that I'm kind of trying to go with on this one is basically, who is the audience for this? Like,
yeah,
I'm trying to remember if, like, kid me is just enjoying it for the time because it's just so fantastical, or, like, what's going on here?
Yeah, so do you remember who else is in this cast?
Arnold Schwarzenegger, for sure.
Yep.
Is this the one with Uma Thurman?
It is.
Okay.
Which means there are three villains, technically, in this movie.
Yes.
Because I also want to say that this has a version of Bane.
Oh my god.
Yeah. So you have Bane, you have Poison Ivy, and you have Mr. Freeze. And I know that was a big problem with some of the 2000 movies, specifically when it got into, like, the Spider-Man movies with Tobey Maguire. There's a lot going on. There's too many villains. With this one being that there's three, I mean, who knows? But also, I mean, the one before that, they had two. They had the Riddler, and we had Two-Face. The one before that was Penguin and Catwoman, too. So wow. They always had multiple villains at a time.
Well, all right.
Is that always Batman movies? Is that normally a thing with Batman movies where they always have the double? Because I'm even thinking Dark Knight, like, and the Christopher Nolan series, each one had two.
Oh, no, I don't remember this. Hold on. Yeah, because Joker and Two-Face.
Yeah, so that was Dark Knight. Batman Begins had Scarecrow and Ra's al Ghul.
Oh, yeah.
And then in Dark Knight Rises? Return? Shit. The third one.
Yeah, it has to be Rises because the second one's just Dark Knight.
Yeah, so Dark Knight Rises was Bane and I can't remember her character's name, but it was Ra's al Ghul's daughter.
Oh, yeah. She is a...
Yeah, so you technically have the double in that one as well. And surprisingly enough, Scarecrow is kind of just in the background, filtered in through the entire fucking franchise.
Fucking genius.
Yeah. So, yeah, I don't know. Either way, got Batman and Robin to look forward to. Hooray!
All right. Well, can't wait for this.
Yup. And on that note, if you want to watch along with us, check it out on HBO Max. If you got that subscription. Otherwise, if you even just, like, remember the movie or have it on DVD, if you still have a VHS player, cool. Pop that in too if that still hooks up to your TVs or not.
Go to a Goodwill and find it.
Please, find the movie. Watch along with us. It'll be a good time. If you have anything you want to chime in on, if you have anything you want to like toss out there, even one of those like spoiler without context, maybe something we forgot, didn't mention in this teaser, feel free to reach out to us on Instagram at MovieMasochists, all one word with an S at the end, or on Twitter, MovieMasochist, all one word with an underscore at the end, singular. And with all that said, my name is Joby.
I'm Cam.
And we will see you next time.